the struggle becomes finally over. Now, that doesn't mean there's not other things you don't struggle with, but you're no longer struggling with the least significant situations, which is, how do I improve this for myself? How do I make myself that? When it's all about the personal exclusively, it may be necessary, but you can't stay there. That has to sooner or later get resolved, and then you move to the next platform of what has to be dealt with. That's the bottom platform. How do I make a better life for me? If that's where you stay for your whole life, it's not the end of the world, but that is not in any way characterizable as spiritual life. To become really spiritual life, there has to be an actual resolution, an actual final solution, ending of the struggle to improve your own life. You've improved it enough. You have to get to the point where you've improved it enough that something much bigger is possible. And if you're still, if you see that your focus is still on improving your life, get it done. Don't spend your whole life just dealing with that, because that's settling for the least. Have grander goals. Don't settle for the least. Leave no stone unturned, if that's what it takes. The only reason people don't get to this, the only reason people keep struggling and struggling and struggling and never get to a point where they can say, you know what, it changed and everything got different for me and now I see it from a whole different place. The only reason that it ever happens that people don't get to that is they were not willing to leave no stone unturned. They didn't give it 100%. I used myself just tonight as the example. I'm the dream therapy patient. I came for 10 years, two times a week, sometimes three times a week, but never less than twice a week, for a therapy very expensive that I couldn't afford. I paid cheaper rent and ate cheaper food so I could go for 10 years. Because I was committed 100%. Until you can say you're committed 100% and have done everything, maybe you haven't. I mean, if you're saying it's not working and I'm not there, maybe you haven't given it 100% commitment. And I'm saying, you know, very practical things. I actually did without most things for 10 years of my life so that I could have competent therapy. And the result was, number one, I'm still here. Number two, and I don't think I would have been in that stage of my life, I wasn't suicidal, but I think I would have become suicidal. I really do.
Well,
I've had a tough life. I've had a tough life. Second, that therapist cured me of things I didn't even know you could be cured of. That's the difference with a competent therapist. And third, because